This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The chair of the Amherst College Board of Trustees had a close working relationship with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Andy Nussbaum served as a law clerk to Ginsburg while she was on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the early 1990s, just before she landed on the Supreme Court. And he also clerked in the early 90s for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Andy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Describe Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a boss. How was it to clerk for her?
Well, it was definitely a close relationship. Ruth is, Justice Ginsburg is a quiet and somewhat reserved person, and her clerks really became her friends. I would say that it was a bit intimidating to show up at the court the first day since her reputation preceded her, and you knew she was going to be brilliant. You didn't necessarily know when you arrived that she would also be a brutal editor of your prose. And one of the great joys of working for her was watching her turn what I thought was my excellent, well-educated collegiate writing of 10 pages into a crisp legal opinion of maybe 3.5 or 4 pages by the time she was done editing.
You were also a law clerk for the late High Court Justice Antonin Scalia. And I have to say that seems improbable, given that Ginsburg and Scalia were so ideologically different. But they did become friends. Did Ginsburg support your clerking for Scalia? And what can you say about the close friendship between the two of them and how that developed?
Well, not only did Justice Ginsburg support it, I don't think I would have gotten the job with Justice Scalia without Justice Ginsburg's support. So I had applied, and I'd actually had a couple of interviews with a couple of different justices, including Justice Scalia, and I had not gotten any proposals, any offers. And so I had a little bit given up. And then one day I got a phone call from Justice Ginsburg saying, you ought to stay by the phone because Justice Scalia is going to call you. And I said, well, why? And she said, well, because I told him he should hire you. And sure enough, about 10 minutes later, Justice Scalia called and said, Ruth told me I should hire you. Do you want to come work for me? And that was it. they both consented to my mutual relationships in advance. And it was indeed a pleasure to clerk for each of them.
From your vantage point, where did Ruth Bader Ginsburg get her optimism, her kind of legendary will to keep working for what she wanted to accomplish, never mind obstacles in her way?
You know, I think you have to go back well before she was ever a lawyer, let alone a judge, I think, to understand what made, you know, the justice click and what motivated her. And, you know, she's the daughter of immigrants. She grew up through public schools in New York. She went to excellent colleges, but, you know, with substantial support. And I think that she had obstacles, you know, put in her way, you know, long before she ever was considered for the Supreme Court or even arguing cases as a young lawyer. And so I don't think she ever expected that she would wake up one morning and the world and the legal the case law and the Supreme Court's perspective on issues of women's rights and equal protection and due process would suddenly mirror Justice Ginsburg's legal vision. Quite the opposite. She recognized it was a process and that she had a role to play in that process.
Can you share with us a personal observation of Justice Ginsburg that, you know, those of us on the outside might not really be aware of?
She was an incredibly warm person. There wouldn't be a personal aspect of your life that she wouldn't want to know about if you were willing to share it. Even later in life, I have 3 daughters, and every phone call or conversation I had with her would, you know, start with her asking about, you know, what are the girls up to and what are they doing. She was also a brilliant writer of thank you notes. If you sent her a card or flowers on her birthday or even sometimes just an email saying, you know, I read that opinion, must have been a hard case, you always would get back a little handwritten note on a card stamped through the regular mail, you know, 2 or 3 sentences, Thanks for your note. Look forward to seeing you soon. Love to the girls.
Andy, thank you.
My pleasure.
Andy Nussbaum is the chair of the Amherst College Board of Trustees, and he clerked for Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the early 1990s, just before she became a U.S. Supreme Court justice.